Oh, and I forgot to even like mention like the girl. I really liked her, Katrina Bowden. She's been in so many like TV shows. I didn't realize that I remembered her from 30 Rock. She's the intern or the assistant in 30 Rock. Did you ever watch
I
30 Rock?
watched 30 Rock. I don't remember that.
Yeah, she's
That
like
character, though.
the young, pretty like secretary for the writers. And I was like, oh, that's her. But she's been in like a lot of like kind of exploitation-y kind of movies.
Piranha 3D, right? I
Yeah,
saw that on the
yeah.
list, yeah.
But a million TV shows. She's been on a lot of TV shows.
Welcome to 5 Minute Film Finder, brought to you by Pioneer Library System.
Hello and welcome to another episode of 5 Minute Film Finder. I am Ben, and today joining me is
Darren.
It's spooky season. We've got some horror comedies today.
I think a horror comedy and a funny horror drama thing. I don't know what to call it. It's a little weird.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack with the second movie of today. The first one is definitely a straight up horror comedy, kind of playing with the genre. But are you a big horror fan?
I am sort of a big horror fan. I'm getting old and scared in my old age, so I don't do the super hard horrors anymore I used to.
I feel more vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly. But I enjoy a good scare, and I like some of the classics.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I came to horror very late in life, so I was too scared as a kid,
sure.
And then realized as I was older, I was like, oh, these are fun. Like, as long as it's not like, as you said, the super hard stuff, I really enjoy a lot of horror. And these ones are like kind of fun, like poking at the tropes of the genre,
yes,
kind of exploring what is going on there. So without further ado, I think we'll jump in and start talking about our first movie, which will be Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Wilhelm, start the timer. All right, so Tucker and Dale versus Evil is about Tucker and Dale, our titular heroes, a couple of hillbilly redneck kind of like, not stereotypes, they're kind of like trying to buck the stereotypes.
Yeah, on the surface, right?
Yeah.
Like the initial impression is that, this is a very much, okay, these guys are rednecks. But
absolutely, but they're just a couple of sweet best friends who are going to check out this new inheritance of this cabin in the woods
that they got. Yep.
So it's very much like playing with that classic scary hill people, kind of Hills Have Eyes almost,
yep.
Oh, there's scary hill folk out there. And the fun thing about this movie is it's kind of like flipping that genre on its head. There's college kids who turn out to be the monsters
for the most part, right? It's a little weird if you haven't seen the movie, but the college students are the genesis for the action in the movie rather than the hillbillies as they're shown.
Yeah, and this isn't a spoiler. This happens fairly quickly. Yeah, almost immediately, and it's kind of just the fun of exploring all this. It's almost like a slapstick comedy, but like with all the imagery of a horror movie.
The first couple of death scenes specifically are, hilarious.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because of the way they're set up.
Yeah. So the whole thing, I love Alan Tudyk.
Oh, I mean, you can't go wrong.
He's lovely. He is not, I wouldn't say he's the main character. He's like kind of the side main character to Tucker, who is played by
Tyler Labine,
who is so sweet. You know him from probably a lot of TV show appearances. They both have a heavy voice actor career.
Lots of voice acting. Tyler Labine's on a TV show, a medical TV show right now. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But it's pretty popular. I think that's out right now.
But
he's been around quite a bit on TV and in some movies.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like the majority of the weight of this movie is carried by just how sweet Tyler Labine is, and also
throughout the face of what he thinks is just a horrific event going on in front of him, and he doesn't know how to even process it. Right?
Absolutely, yeah. And the game of the movie is just like they're just kind of minding their own business,
trying to fix up their cabin,
trying to go. The kind of inciting event is that they're out fishing and they see this girl fall into the water, hit her head. So they save her. But then her friends see this and they're like, ah, the scary hillbilly
that they had seen earlier at the gas station and got creeped out because they're stereotyping and stuff. Yeah, right.
And so all her friends run off scared that their friend got kidnapped by these
scary hill people.
Folk. Yeah. And so it just gets wackier from there. Do you have any like favorite bits from this movie?
The scene where the college students come across the cabin mm-hmm. and she's digging the hole.
Yes.
It's so good. Yeah. That whole bit through that bit there. And
she's digging her own grave. That's so messed up. I really love, there's lots of references to specific horror films. Alan Tudyk's character is sawing a log and disturbs a beehive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with his chainsaw.
Yeah, with his chainsaw. And then he, of course, gets swarmed by bees. And so he comes around the cabin, swinging the chainsaw.
Very, very much Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It is
perfect, impression. And yeah, everybody's just running from the bees.
Yeah, and it's there's so many,
And then
fun
they run from him. Yeah, it's
little
good
moments like that. That being said, a little warning for our listeners, if you are queasy at all with violence, it is a graphically violent movie. It is not, even though it is a comedy horror.
It is played for the laughs, but they are graphic deaths.
Yes, yeah, it mm-hmm. is quite gory. So bear that in mind if that is something you do not like. And I think that is probably our time. But I love this movie. It's
me too, personally. It's kind one of my favorites. Yep.
Those nice lighthearted horror movies that you can throw on and just this is fun. It's poking fun at the genre without the intensity of watching a full on horror movie.
Right. And like you said, mostly because Tyler Labine kind of carries that throughout his sweetness and stuff and just kind of centers the movie.
Absolutely. And it is available on Canopy. And we'll take a quick break and then we'll talk about our other movie. And we are back. So today, Darren, what are we talking about?
Our second movie that we're going to talk about today is Horns, which is based on the novel by Joe Hill, son of Stephen King.
All right.
Starring Daniel Radcliffe, Juno Temple, a bunch of other people that we'll talk about, directed by Alexander Aja, who's known for some of his genre films in the horror stuff. He has High Tension, a French film, The Hills Have Eyes remake, which was pretty good, I thought.
I was shocked to see that he was that guy, because I was just like, who is this guy? Because it has such an interesting tone. But then I was like, oh, okay. It's this guy.
Yeah, he brings some of that weird French stuff that he's known for that he started with and kind of just sprinkles that through the movie. And it just gives it kind of a different taste than you get from a normal American, stuff that you might have gotten from somebody else.
Yeah.
I think most famously recently, I think there's a crocodile or alligator movie called Crawl, which was
I've
intense
heard good
and pretty
that.
Good. Yeah. I think that came out a couple years ago, and he did that one too. So he's done some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And like I said, Horns was done pretty well. It didn't do well box office wise of the movies we're talking about today. It did poorly. It's rated more poorly, but
and there's some reasons for that. It's tonally, it's kind of all over the place. We struggled to describe it in the beginning.
Right. You have to describe it in way too many words because it just doesn't quite get nailed down anywhere along the way. It's kind of a mystery, and even more so than the book, I think, because spoiler, maybe they reveal the killer a little earlier in the story in the book. So, they made some different choices. The author, Joe Hill, has said, though, that he likes the movie and especially liked Daniel Radcliffe's performance, which I thought was great.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar, Joe Hill is Stephen King's son, who is also a prolific horror writer and also comic book horror writer. And you can kind of feel like the fun weirdness of his other writing in this project.
Yeah, his ideas are a little different, and he comes at things from a different way, and I think it makes for some interesting stuff in the genre.
Absolutely. I really like this movie. It's so strange.
Me too. Yeah.
It's like the first time I watched it, I had the same feeling I had this time of like, wow, that made me feel a lot of things, but I had fun.
Like all over the place, yeah. But like I you know, because there's some scenes that are super intense. Yeah. Like some of the scenes with his parents, Kathleen Quinlan and James Remar, both great in this movie, great actors. But just gutting scenes.
Yeah, it gets
personal drama
it's
stuff.
Really heavy, yeah. But then there's also scenes that are just like almost slapsticky,
like the scene with the fight scene with
the reporters,
scene is good.
Yeah,
yeah. And then the bar stuff is, you know, again, say this is a horror movie, has some horror elements, nudity and graphic violence, drug use, a lot of adult content in this movie to drive this story. So, you know, beware on that. But like I said, I think it's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. The whole time I was distracted watching The Girlfriend, because I don't know if you watched Ted Lasso.
I have seen a little bit of it, not the whole thing.
Juno Temple is Keely.
Okay.
And like, I just kept being like, who is she?
Right.
And I finally looked her up and I was like, that's Keely.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Great. she's like lovely and like, and kind of like helps drive home like it's kind of a really sad movie when you get to the end that you don't expect it to be like kind of like a like satisfying dramatic ending.
Right. And I mean, it's a tragedy.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing that plays out in a very much a tragedy format. Like, and it's, yeah, it's kind of intense.
Yeah. Lots of like weird stuff. Like the whole thing is kind of, I think we're about at our time, but we haven't even talked about the main like kind of conceit of it, but the whole thing plays around a murder. It's a murder mystery turned into revenge, turned into interpersonal drama, a little bit of Stand By Me with friends who grew up together. It's a lot of things going on. The conceit is that Daniel Radcliffe is suspected of the murder of his girlfriend, kind of forsakes God or curses himself during some acts of like bitterness around him being a suspect, and starts growing horns.
Wakes up from a bender, basically.
Yeah.
And his forehead starts having little pokies on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then these horns also seem to have the effect of releasing people's inhibitions and making them want to sin, or whatever way you want to frame that, but it makes people's deepest, darkest
desires come out, and they're surface. Willing to voice them. Yes.
Yeah. And that is played both to very dark and very silly effects in different parts of the movie. But that being said, it's a fun movie. Yeah. Like, it's kind of all over the place. If you are comfortable with the trappings of a horror movie, it like kind of has a lot more than a standard horror to it. Would you agree with that?
Depth, right? You know, there's a lot more depth because of the emotions that I think Daniel Radcliffe brings to the role, and carries that throughout the whole thing. And I think it's like I said, there's a lot more there than just a typical horror movie.
Yeah. And this like adds to the long list of Daniel Radcliffe just
weird,
taking on these
interesting,
so fun,
yes,
absurd roles. Like we were talking last week when we selected these movies, Guns Akimbo was such a wild, fun ride. And like he's just been taking, and Miracle Workers, which I haven't watched but I've heard incredible things about, of just him like really having fun doing silly and strange and kind of like pushing the limits.
You know, being in a position where like he can, you know, he made a bunch of money as a kid, he doesn't really have to push as hard,
using his clout,
you
in
know,
like a very fun way, rather than just like resting
on
his
spent a whole movie playing a dead body. I mean, come on.
Yeah, which another movie that we covered with Daniel Radcliffe, directed by the Daniels, Swiss Army Man.
Great movie.
Incredible.
And he's coming into to Horns, the first time I saw it, I wasn't a Harry Potter fan.
Sure.
So like, this was my first experience with Daniel Radcliffe the first time I saw the movie. And I was like, oh, hey, you know, this Harry Potter guy could kind of do this acting thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Horns. So thank you for joining us. We'll be doing more horror movies this month.
Very exciting.
We're excited to be back and rolling again. Keep with us. Tell your friends. Like, follow, subscribe. If there's anything that you're excited about or you would like to talk to us about, you can email us at podcast@pioneerlibrarysystem.org. And we'd love to hear from you. Until next time, bye.
See you later.